This is the Tiger 102.75.
The PM Prayuth Chan-o-cha is staunchly defending his 20-year national strategy plan and warning that people shouldn't allow politicians to scrap it, even as scholars express their fears it could be used to sabotage future governments. The Prime Minister said, "Today, many parties are saying that when they become the government, they'll axe the national strategy." He said, "That is axing your own country. Will you people yield to that? You can't. This is the avenue you must pursue if you want prosperity." The junta leader made the remarks in a speech, "National Strategy, Thai Future, Our Future," that he gave to the opening of the National Economic and Social Development Board's annual meeting at the Impact Marina. The event was attended by more than 2,500 people from various sectors. In other political news, public prosecutors yesterday took six leaders of a prominent group calling for an early election to the criminal court for provoking sedition and violating a junta ban on political gatherings. The defendants, meanwhile, were granted bail without a guarantee, though they face a 200,000 baht fine if any of the bail conditions are violated. The Chonburi Provincial Court handed down a 10-year jail term to an engineer who shot dead a teenage schoolboy in a high-profile road rage incident last year. Sutep Poshsombun was fined 2,000 baht and ordered to pay 340,000 baht compensation to the victim's mother. The case has received huge media coverage since the video clip of the road rage incident first appeared on social media in February 2017. The Thai public are divided over whether Sutep acted out of self-defense. Sutep received a lesser sentence than it might have been on the grounds that his actions arose out of a lack of self-restraint rather than from a cruel heart, that he did not flee the scene, and that he admitted to the fatal shooting. His jail term was thus reduced from 15 years to 10, and his fine from 4,000 to 2,000 baht. The parents of the dead boy were satisfied with the court verdict. It's quite a complicated story. If you'd like to read the rest, it's at thetiger.com. And the Deputy Tourist Police Chief, Surajat Hakpan, is tipped to become the new Immigration Bureau Commissioner in the upcoming annual police reshuffle. The two-hour meeting yesterday to go through the annual reshuffle was chaired by Deputy Prime Minister Prayuth Wongsawan, linked to Police Major General Surajat and his rapid career rise. A source at the meeting said that Major General Surajat would be promoted to IB Chief, position which holds the rank of Police Lieutenant General. Well, if he takes on the Immigration Chief job, who's going to round up all the baddies? The UN Human Rights Council has voted yesterday to set up a panel to prepare criminal indictments over atrocities committed in Myanmar amidst allegations of genocide against the Rohingya minority. The top UN rights body voted to establish an ongoing independent mechanism to collect, consolidate, preserve and analyse evidence of the most serious international crimes and violations of international law committed in Myanmar since 2011. 35 of the Council's 45 members voted in favour of the resolution, while only three, China, the Philippines and Burundi, voted against. Thailand is not a member of the Council. Singapore-based ride-hailing firm Grab is in talks to sell a decent-sized stake of its Thai business to Thailand's largest retailer, the Central Group. The size is yet to be determined, though discussions have been ongoing for some time, said one of the people who declined to be identified as the matter was private. Grab also said it would not comment about rumours and speculation. Central did not respond to a request for comment. Grab is interested in doing business with JD Central, a $500 million e-commerce joint venture that Central launched earlier this year with China's JD.com. One of the people speaking about the matter said it's a natural synergy with Central, citing Grab's current food delivery services from Central restaurants. Grab's Thai operations also include ride hailing and parcel delivery. And disturbing facts coming out of two Phitsanulok prisons where up to 388 inmates have been found to have signs of tuberculosis, the revelation from the public health officials after they performed lung x-rays on the inmates. The Assistant Chief Public Health Officer of Phitsanulok says the recent x-ray examinations were performed earlier this month. In both cases, nearly 10% of the inmates were found to have irregularities in their lungs. The success rate of cure for TB is around 86%.